I was offered voluntary redundancy. I was an engineer in the water industry, and my wife was teaching, and we decided come and live here for a year and see how it went. That was in 2005, and we've been here ever since.
So a year went into 15.
Absolutely, yeah. We fell in love with the area. And the people. The people are very welcoming.
So your background is an engineer.
Yeah.
So how come you got into fish and chips?
I'd always cooked at home. So when we came to France, we ended up taking on the local bar in Plougras. Me working in the kitchen and my wife working in the bar. One of the things that people always ask for was fish and chips. At the time, I didn't have the equipment or the know-how to be able to offer it. But it sowed a seed in the back of my mind. So when we sold the bar in 2018, whilst thinking about what we could do, my son was looking for work as well, and we came up with the idea, okay, let's have a look at doing fish and chips. We wanted to do a food truck, but specifically Wharton fish and chips was the thing that most interested us. We started in June last year. Really, it took over 6 months to get off the ground. We wanted to do the best that we possibly could, and in researching it, we found a course run by the National Fish Friers Federation in the UK. They have their own training academy. So we approached them and got on their course. So in March last year, we did the 3-day course to learn how to make fish and chips
properly.
Yeah. The traditional English or British.
Yeah,
traditional fish and chips.
So it worked because your fish and chips are really good. Everyone says how good they are.
Thank you. That was our mission, really, to provide top quality, traditional English fish and chips. Hence, our fish is caught by Icelandic fleet. It's all from sustainable sources, but it's caught North Atlantic, Bering Sea. It's processed and frozen on the boat, so it's as fresh as it possibly can be, which is what the majority of fish and chip shops in the UK are using, and we get that shipped over, so it's top quality. We do all our cooking traditionally in beef fat, because that gives the best taste and the best frying. The chips are sourced locally. We use a company called T Patat in Plunavay Medic. He sources the potatoes, rumbles them, chips them, vacuum seals them. They're very, very good. So,
and are most of your customers British?
When we first started, the majority, I would say, were British. The French, we're finding more and more, absolutely love fish and chips. They have a long tradition of eating fish in Brittany. The French who have been to the UK and know what fish and chips is come to us because they like it. And the French who don't know it but are prepared to try it, and we find that they come back week on week.
You go round several Breton towns.
Yes.
We're in Calac now,
yeah,
in the market, which is always busy.
Yes, and we stay and do the evening in Gisuel. We do the market on a Monday at Gerliscan. Monday evening we go up to Scrignac. Tuesday evening we're at Belle-Lanterre. There's a small bio-produce market there as well. Thursday we go to Pleston-le-Grève at the port at Toulon-Ory, which is a lovely spot just overlooking the little bay there, which is nice in the summer because there's picnic tables and people do come along and have a picnic out. Over the summer we were doing the campsite at Santa Flamme on the Friday night, but now we've gone back to Lugavy-Plougras to do the Friday night. And Sunday night we're in our local village, which is Plougras. Pretty full week.
It's you and your son, Scott.
Yes.
Who run the van.
He tends to look after the frying of the fish. I look after the chips and the cutting the fish and making sure everything's there in order and selling. But we work as a team on the van. And over the last year we've gelled together.
How many times do you have fish and chips at home?
At least once a week. I sneakily have it a few more times on. Well, I shouldn't admit that.
And what do you think is the secret of good fish and chips?
Good quality fish.
Do you know what I think as well? I've had your fish and chips.
Yeah.
And the batter is crisp.
Yeah. There isn't just one secret. Good quality fish is essential, because that's the overall taste, and the lovely big flakes of cod is beautiful. To get the right consistency of batter is important, because when you're frying fish, it's not the oil or the fat that you're frying in that cooks the fish. The batter forms a case around it, and it's the steam produced which cooks the fish, which keeps it nice and succulent and tender. So the batter, if it's too runny, it doesn't protect the fish. If it's too thick, it goes stodgy. So it's very important to get the batter right, keep the temperature of the fat right so it cooks as soon as it goes in, and keep the batter mix cold. If that gets too hot, it starts breaking down and it's not very good.
There's more to fish and chips than one would think.
There is, yeah. And we spent 3 full days just learning how to make those two ingredients.
You call it a truck.
Yeah.
It's a little mobile unit.
It's a trailer.
And it's very colourful.
Yes.
It's very welcoming. Thank you very much, Graham.
That's my pleasure.